Voting for a new state assembly has ended in Indian-controlled Kashmir, where Muslim separatists have waged a decades-long war against rule from New Delhi. The 4 days of balloting, spread over 3 weeks for security reasons, was marred by attacks by militants and allegations of vote rigging. But yesterday's final voting was largely free of the violence that plagued the previous rounds. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Indian election officials say approximately 46% of those eligible to vote did so in yesterday's fourth and final phase of voting in the Doda district, long a hotbed of the separatist insurgency, where many people feared widespread violence on election day. It didn't happen, thanks in part to the presence of tens of thousands of Indian security personnel. Overall, the turnout for all four phases was roughly 45%, considerably higher than most analysts had predicted. Moderate separatist groups had called for a boycott of the elections. More militant separatists had vowed to kill anyone taking part. Several hundred people, security personnel, militants, election workers, and civilians, have died since the polls were announced in late August. But in the end, says Jammu and Kashmir Chief Secretary I.S. Mali, the voters chose to ignore the militants' threats.
The people had given a clear message to the world that we don't want militancy. We want democracy. We want to elect our leaders. Terrorism cannot be forced on people. And if people want other forms of government, they have a right to do that.
India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee said the turnout proved that the people of Kashmir want an end to violence and bloodshed and wish to remain with India. But Abdul Ghani Bhatt, the chairman of the separatist All Parties Hurriyat Conference, says the turnout was inflated, the election rigged.
The claims which the Indian Election Commission makes in regard to the percentage of voting is as misleading and as disgusting as these have been in the past.
India has consistently denied allegations of vote rigging, but several elections, such as the one in 1996, are widely perceived to have been rigged in favor of the government, with Indian security forces accused of forcing people to the polls in order to inflate the turnout. In this election, however, there have been few such accusations. Diplomats and other foreign observers say these elections have, for the most part, been free and fair. India was hoping for a high turnout in order to justify its continued rule here. And the number of people who went to the polls suggests people are growing tired of the insurgency and the violence it has brought. More than 60,000 people have died since the separatist rebellion began 13 years ago. Kashmir is at the heart of the half-century-old enmity between India and Pakistan, both of whom claim the region in its entirety. The two nuclear-armed neighbors have fought three wars since independence, two of them over Kashmir, and seemed close to a third this summer after a series of attacks India claims were carried out by Pakistan-backed militants. Analyst Kanti Bajpayee of Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi says the election turnout is a hopeful sign for peace in the disputed region.
I wouldn't say that there's great fondness for India, but coming out to vote in a system that's run by the Indian Election Commission, I mean, I think is an endorsement at least of some Indian institutions. But, you know, you get peace by pieces, and this is one of the pieces that was necessary at the very minimum. And let's see what happens henceforth.
Bajpayee says the next step should be talks on greater autonomy for Kashmir as part of India. The Indian government has said that successful elections here were a precondition for such talks, but it's not clear who will participate in them. Few believe, however, that a lasting peace in Kashmir can be achieved without the participation of Pakistan and the separatists in any discussion on the disputed region's future. Final election results are expected by the weekend. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Srinagar.